Hills, Illinois newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Wednesday, April 19th. From a monopoly board to a railroad hall of fame, we'll learn more about how two communities in western Illinois are trying to attract tourists. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A former Commonwealth Edison CEO faced intense grilling yesterday on the witness stand in a political corruption trial. Dave McKinney reports from the Dirksen Federal Building.
Yesterday, Anne Promajory testified she did not know ComEd hired a group of ghost consultants with ties to then-Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. But today, federal prosecutors poked holes in that story. In a secretly recorded conversation in early 2019, Promajory appeared to express shock when a government mole at ComEd told her the Madigan hires were collecting paychecks from the power company but had done no work. Months later, Promajory told government agents she could not recall that discussion until the recording was played for her. Pressed on that today, a federal prosecutor asked her, quote, "You were so taken aback, you forgot this call?" Dave McKinney.
Doctors in Missouri who offer hormones and other gender-affirming care are trying to see as many transgender patients as they can before temporary restrictions on that care start April 27th. Attorney General Andrew Bailey has announced a rule that requires transgender people to receive 15 hours of therapy and show they've resolved any mental health problems before they get medical interventions. That rule will last 9 months. Sam Talktrop is a physician at Southampton Healthcare in St. Louis. He says the clinic is scheduling as many new patients as possible.
They are just so glad to have finally been able to reach care, the care that they need, to now have that being threatened to be stripped away from them. It just causes a panic.
Parts of the rule do not immediately apply to those who are already getting care. In 2019, the federal government began reducing funding for the Victims of Crime Act. In Illinois, this critical reduction will hit crisis centers in July of this year. Leaders of three survivor service centers came together to ask the community for help. Illinois Student Newsroom's Piper Pascarella has more.
At a Monday press conference at the Champaign County Children's Advocacy Center, local advocates announced a fundraising campaign to support survivor services. Carrie Ward, the CEO of the Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assault, says the impacts of the federal budget cuts will be devastating for survivor centers across Illinois.
Rape crisis workers will lose their jobs. Outreach offices will have the potential to close, and that there will be waiting lists for survivors who otherwise were able to access services immediately.
She says donations can be made at the Rape Advocacy, Counseling, Education, and Services Center's Facebook page. I'm Piper Pascarella, Illinois Student Newsroom.
The Board of Education at Urbana School District 116 announced a new leadership team at Urbana High School. Last night, the board approved the appointment of Jesse Guzman as principal. He is currently principal of Jefferson Middle School in nearby Champaign. He holds education degrees from the University of Illinois and St. Louis University. The board also appointed Jessica Hines and Melissa Kearns as assistant principals. Hines and Kearns are both currently part of the administrative team at Jefferson Middle School. In February, the board decided to replace Principal Terrence Nance and reassign assistant principals at Urbana High School. Still to come, we'll learn more about two communities in western Illinois receiving state tourism grants. That story is next on 217 Today.
The new four-part documentary, Fight the Power, How Hip-Hop Changed the World, recounts the origins of the revolutionary art form, hip-hop. The film explores hip-hop's roots as an expression of experience that was groundbreakingly unapologetic. Fight the Power was written by Public Enemy's Chuck D. It reveals how a black-focused cultural phenomenon changed American history. Learn how you can watch this and other documentaries as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Two communities in western Illinois are receiving state tourism grants. One will go toward a long-awaited project in Galesburg. The other will help Mickum create a board game around its courthouse square. Jane Carlson begins our story.
The dream to build the National Railroad Hall of Fame in Galesburg has been scaled down over the years. Fundraising was stalled, and there's been doubt if it would ever come to fruition. But recent commitments, including a $480,000 tourism grant from the state, are inching that dream closer to reality.
We're just very grateful to the state of Illinois for these funds, and as well as to the city and the county for the confidence that they've shown in this project.
That's Executive Director Julie King. She says with the state grant, plus $1 million from the city of Galesburg, $250,000 from Knox County, and other donations, $5.6 million has now been raised for the National Railroad Hall of Fame. Current plans call for construction of a new building downtown next to the Amtrak station that would celebrate railroading history and bring in tourism dollars from all over the world. And King says a national capital campaign is being reactivated.
And we'll be seeking the balance of the funding from private sector donors, both nationally and ultimately back here in our community. Our goal for that portion of the campaign is $4 million.
King says she believes that's a reachable goal. It covers the cost of inflation on the project as well as contingencies and an endowment. And once the funds are in place, King says its expected construction on the National Railroad Hall of Fame in Galesburg would take about 18 months. The grant headed to Macomb is for $40,000. Rich Egger tells us how it will be used.
The plan is to create the world's largest Monopoly board around the courthouse square. Monopoly is based on the Landlord's Game, which was created by Lizzie McGee, who was born in Macomb.
What an incredible trailblazing woman she was as a feminist, as an inventor, as this independent woman in a Victorian period that just didn't happen.
Jack Headblade is executive director of the Macomb Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. He says McGee is an important figure who the world needs to know about. We talked about his plans while at the courthouse square on a sunny and warm early spring afternoon. Headblade says the Monopoly project will be a work in progress.
It's probably going to start out as an app where you'd be able to play it, roll the dice. There'll be trivia involved with it. You'll be able to move from storefront to storefront around the downtown area.
He envisions making prizes available, such as discounts at businesses around the square. Headblade says they will also have four large sculptures made and installed on the four corners of the courthouse square. They will reflect the look and design of Monopoly's silver game pieces. One will be a life-size sculpture of McGee. Another will combine the Landlord's Game and Monopoly.
You'll actually see a representation of the board game, but it'll be half of the game will be the original Landlord's Game. The other half will be the Monopoly board that you know now, split in half so you can see how absolutely similar they are.
The other sculptures will include a giant-sized spinning dice and an Abraham Lincoln stovepipe hat. The money from the state is a matching grant. Headblade says they're now working to raise the match locally. His goal is to unveil the app and sculptures on May 9th of next year, which will be the 158th anniversary of McGee's birth. And he says the ultimate plan is to make the sidewalks around the square look like a Monopoly board. That could be done by painting them or using LED projections.
And I think part of that is just having something that the community can tangibly see, can tangibly work with and play with so they can understand what it is that we're trying to do.
But that remains a roll of the dice. Headblade says he will need to see what the city is willing to do with the sidewalks. Rich Egger reporting.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer with a high of 81 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Sarah Fentham, Piper Pasquarella, Reginald Hardwick, Jane Carlson, and Rich Eggers. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.